The Sioux Falls Dance Company is turning hard times into good art. You're listening to SDPB's In the Moment. I'm your host, Lori Walsh. The Lyra Dance Theater Company presents Tremors and Soar this week at the Ballerina Black Box Theater. The showcase features original choreography that tells stories of hardship overcome. Co-founders Raina Rasmussen and Lisa Conlin stopped by the SDPB studios in Sioux Falls. I asked Raina Rasmussen about growing the business of dance in South Dakota.
I decided to build a black box theater inside our new dance studio. So it can be doubled as a dance studio, but then it can turn into a theater. What the plan was for me is so that we could do more intimate shows, because we've created the studio for years into like little showings, but it was so much set up. I mean, Lisa and I did shows where we were taping, you know, black, you know, garbage bags to the windows, and then the windows would break because they'd get too hot. And it was just like, oh my gosh, I don't know if this is actually saving me money by setting up a theater inside of my studio. Yeah. I could actually just show up at the Orpheum and this would be so much easier. When I bought this new building, I decided this would be a smart move, is to be able to have shows in here and create a black box theater. Yeah. So it's super cool. I'd like to figure out some different staging. The staging is kind of a pain in the booty to set up and take down, but it goes pretty quick. And it's really cool because you can do it in like a theater in the round and make it kind of like a small space where it's like a circle. Yeah. Or you can do it flat where you can have like more of a box. And then you can do sides where you can have props, or you can just do one side or two sides. Yeah. So it's a flexible space, which is really cool too. Yeah.
All right. So what's coming up for the company, Lisa?
So we have Tremors and Soar, which is our season 11 show. It's kind of about pieces when you travel through life. Marlena Locklear, a guest artist, choreographer, she set the piece on us. She's from North Carolina, and she's done many pieces for us. It's kind of like an earthquake, and then you have the aftershocks afterwards. She explained it as like different traumatic events that can happen to you or different struggles in your life, and then working through that. That opens our show. And then there's different pieces that have different struggles, and then there's pieces that soar. So the Tremors piece is kind of the struggles and moving out of that transition and looking for hope and healing and resilience. And then we have four Sioux Falls choreographers. There are Lyra dancers, Thomas Wynn, Reagan O'Connor, Kristen Yost, and Mary Rogers. And they all teach at different dance studios in town. They're amazing. They're award-winning choreographers. And each choreographer has their own voice. So it's so cool to see the different storytelling. And then Rain and I do four pieces on the program, too. So, yeah, you'll see pieces that will make you cry. I'm getting goosebumps, entertaining pieces, and pieces like you might not think you like tap, and there's a tap piece on the program that's mixed in with contemporary that Kristen Yost does. That's just so cool to see the two different styles together.
Yeah. How long has this company existed? What you said, 11. This is your 11th showcase, so it's about 11 years or 12 years since you started.
I think 12 years we started, but
And at the time, I think, and for people who haven't been to a show, it's easy to think of dance as something that little kids do for fun, and then but this is adult professional dance. These are professional dancers, and that is something that didn't really exist in the cultural space in Sioux Falls before you guys came along.
I agree.
It's not like nobody ever had a professional dance show. I'm not implying that, but you really kind of created something, the two of you together.
Yeah, I think we were the first company to do like a professional dance show in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. What I love about it too is that, you know, I remember like dancing in the recital and my parents being like, how long are you going to dance in the recital? You know, like when I was younger and I was dancing with the high school girls, because I was 23 when I started the studio and they were, you know, 18. So I was closer in age. Now they're still 18 and I'm a little bit older. But and just going like, how long are you going to do this? You know, like because they thought of it like there's a cap here, but there's not a cap. You can dance for the rest of your life. Every country has dance in their culture. And I think it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And I do think it's growing. And I think it's becoming more cool for everybody to do it. We have more men in our company than we've ever had. Yeah. We have more women in our company of different ages than we've ever had. It doesn't matter how old you are or how young you are. It's a feel-good thing, and you can dance, and it's, you know, therapeutic.
Yeah. Did you have the same experience, Lisa, that there was an idea that you would outgrow it when you were a child?
Kind of. I mean, I'm older. I'm the oldest company member. But I just remember back then it wasn't as common to go into dance in college. It was do dance from when you at the studio. I started when I was four. And then I was with a company after in college for 4 years. And we got paid. So it was semi-professional. And we would train. I would go with my dance teacher, Judy Smith, and we would train in Chicago, New York, LA, different summers. And we would do auditions there when we were there. And I remember auditioning when I was 17 years old, and I got into this cabaret show. And I called my mom and dad really excited, and my dad's like, "No daughter of mine's dancing in a bar." He's like, "You get home and you're finishing school and you're going to college." And, you know, and so there was kind of that at that time. So I didn't really think of dance as a career for me at, you know, when I was younger. But then as I moved to Minneapolis and started dancing with different companies, I'm like, oh, I could make a career out of this. And you can do it so many different ways. You can be, you know, a dancer. You can be a dance teacher, a choreographer, a dance educator in college, the dance team coach, you know, for the high schools. Dance team is so big too. Yeah. In college, dance team. I mean, there's so many things you can, and you can even like, you know, do the costumes and be a costumer for dance if you're, or a stage manager or a tech person for lighting, you know.
Yeah.
So there's so many different things you can do. And I kind of did mine backwards. I was a studio owner when I was 17 years old. I drove to Griglin, Minnesota and taught 75 kids for 7 years. I did that when I was little, and or 17 years old and through college. So I kind of did it backwards. And then I danced professionally. And now I'm really into choreographing and directing. And I really love seeing the dancers blossom and bloom.
Yeah. And still dancing, both of you, beautifully.
Yeah. Thank you. But yeah, so you can make careers out of it. I just, when I was younger, I didn't think I could until I got older.
What's the intersection between art and business then for you? How do they feed each other without diminishing each other?
Yeah, it's a really good question. I find that hard, I think, as I get older and older, just being like not focusing on just like the business sometimes and being like, I really, really love to dance, which I think is great for Lyra because we can create and we can just create and not necessarily worry like, oh, our business, or I have to feed the children through Lyra. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But with the studio, I think it gets a lot more washed together because I'm like going into the studio, like I've got to like produce choreography for the recital. I don't have a choice. The recital has to happen.
Right.
And it's not as free as Lyra where I can just create and it's adults and I don't have to clean. I don't have to teach them how to do a pirouette. Yeah. I just set the choreography and then we come back together and do it. So it's way more freeing for Lyra than it is like necessarily the studio.
So you mentioned this show, Tremors and Soar, and this idea of life experiences, even traumatic experiences. And when you say soar, I think of, you know, post-traumatic growth too. And I'm curious about two different aspects of this. One, the choreography, coming up with things that are self-expressive, and then also just the movement and the dance itself, when another choreographer says, do this, how does that show up in your body?
I think that's a really good question because there's one of our pieces in the show that's a little bit more musical theater.
Yeah.
And I think it's harder right now for the, I can relate to it because I lived this experience, but I think it's harder for the dancers to be getting into this piece. Maybe they haven't experienced the same experiences as I have or what I'm going through in my current life and the piece is set based on that. Like, okay, you guys, we have to do this and this. And they're like, we're not. Like, they're not getting it as much. You know, the artists and also the dancers and us, too, have to dig deep and really try to get the vision of what the choreographer wanted and really try to do that. And Lisa's movement is different than my movement. My movement is sometimes really athletic and strong and crazy. Not that Lisa's isn't, but all of a sudden it's like Lisa's in my piece and she's like, oh, so much floor work. And then I'm in Lisa's piece and I'm like, I'm not getting this. Like, so it's like really cool to try to dance other people's choreography as well as our own and get into the character of what they want.
Yeah. What would you add to that, Lisa?
So for a lot of my pieces, I really like to do research. Yeah. So one of the pieces that I'm doing is called The Women. It's inspired by the book, The Women.
Yeah.
And so, you know, honoring the Army nurses from the United States that were in the Vietnam War. And I talk to the dancers a lot about the intention of the piece, and I encourage them to read the book. And Mackenzie Cook came up to me, you know, a month later, and she's like, I read the book. You know, so then they can really, like, understand the piece, yeah. You know, if they haven't been in the military or even Clinton Storr, who's one of our company members, he's been in the military. So he was helping, like, this is how you do the correct arms for the salute. And this is when you're saluting. And because I have text work, sure. So that they can really feel the piece. And so we really talked about the intention so that they can become the characters or the nurses, you know, and working, you know, struggling and being in a war zone. And yeah. So, like, trying to explain the intention of the piece about what it's about. And I feel like choreographers are really good about doing that and helping, you know, the dancers if they haven't experienced it. Like,
yeah.
How can you relate to this piece? Maybe it's not your favorite piece. Like, sometimes you might not love the music that you're in a piece. And it's like, then I always say you have to figure out a way, how are you going to love this piece if you're personally not inspired with yeah. the music, you yeah. know? So, or the movement, you know, how do you make the movement? Like, you look at the choreographer, like Marlena Locklear moves, like, so beautiful. She's beauty in motion. And so it's like, how can I make that movement on my body look natural and not forced? And
just, is that about surrendering, or is that about,
it's about
somehow giving yourself over to it, or is it about a learned skill?
I think it's both. Yeah. You know, I feel like the more teachers you can take from, the better dancer you become. So for Lyra, we have classes in all the different styles and all different teachers. Raina and I teach several classes, and then we have guest teachers too. I can learn from, you know, the 25-year-olds because they're taking from teachers that I haven't taken from.
Yeah.
And so they have something to offer, you know.
It's a wonderful audience experience. What do you want the audience to know about this show?
I think I just want them to know that even if they love dance or don't love dance, I think they can enjoy the show because there's so much storytelling. And I think that everybody can relate to the movement because you might come and go, oh, I can relate to this piece that's about abuse, or I can relate to this piece that's about someone getting sick, or I can relate to this piece about someone dying in my life or whatever it is. So I feel like every person at some point will feel something. And so I think it's just good to go see a show that you can feel something. And when you can leave, you can go like, oh, that really moved me. Not necessarily dance-wise, but the storytelling of it. Or I really related to this piece because it was about, you know, my mother getting sick and passing away or whatever. So I think everybody should get moved and feel something. And I want everybody to leave, even if they don't like a piece and they're angry about a piece. At least they felt something before they left, you know?
Yes.
Yeah. Any final thoughts?
Well, when they come to the show, they get some small bites and some wine, or if it's really hot out, we have water and we have silent auction.
Oh,
so dancers, like one of our dancers, Stephanie Kessler, she has a basket of these beautiful cards, and I think her mom made them. I have a piece of artwork that I'm getting from one of our visual artists here in town. There's going to be all kinds of cool things on the silent auction, so people can bid on. There might be some dance classes or Pilates classes available. Yeah. So you kind of get a full experience of like the evening, and it's such a cool space that Raina has because we have the whole lobby where we can do all of that. And then it's cool because, you know, for the dancers, the dressing rooms are just right off to the side. So, yeah. And the lighting is so cool in the theater. So they get like a full theater experience and more.
Tremors and Soar is Thursday and Friday at 7 p.m. Central Time at the Ballerina Black Box Theater in Sioux Falls. We have links to tickets on our website, sdpb.org/inthemoment. That is our conversation for today. I hope that it served you. From all of us here at SDPB, I'm Lori Walsh. Thank you for listening.